Hello everyone, this is English with English, and in this new episode, I would like to talk about real-life English. The other day, I was scrolling my Twitter feed, and I came across this tweet. The very first message had me thinking if the average English learner would ever get this sentence without knowing specific phrases and without having specific skills in English. So I'm going to read you this very first sentence of the tweet, and I want you to ask yourself if you really understand what this first sentence is about. So there you go. When life hands you lemons, you pivot and use your company's sports data and AI to simulate would-be games in the absence of live events. Right, so the question that I had when I read this first sentence was the phrase at the very beginning, when life hands you lemons. The thing is that you may be a little bit confused. Why are they talking about lemons here? And then they're talking about AI, and then they're talking about games. It's simple. When life hands you lemons, this is a part of the phrase, a part of a well-known idiomatic expression. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. You probably can guess what it means. Yeah, technically, if you say when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, it means that if some bad things are happening in your life, you have to deal with them and you have to turn bad things into good things, right? So technically, you have to see possibilities even in failures. And here you go, you read the message, and native speakers use this phrase all the time. And if you don't know what it means, it technically you will be shocked and you will be surprised. Why are they talking about lemons here, right? And then the second part of the phrase, when life hands you lemons, and then they say you pivot and blah, blah, blah. So pivot is another word that is very, very popular in the tech world and in business world. To pivot means to change your strategy if the market changes, to change the strategy of your business, to change the strategy of your work, to change the strategy of your startup based on the market change or based on other, you know, changes that may influence the success of your company. So that's a good word, to pivot. Interestingly enough, the word pivot does not have an exact translation in Russian or Ukrainian. That is why you, like, in every time you want to say pivot in Russian or Ukrainian, you will have to change to choose different expressions here. But anyway, if you're saying pivot in English, it means that you are adapting and you're changing your strategy. You're adapting to the new market reality, and you're adapting to the market changes. Anyway, my point being here is that if you want to be really, really proficient in English, like if you want to understand native speakers and have no trouble, you know, understanding when you read something or when you listen to something, you need to know as many of such fixed phrases as possible. And especially if you work in tech, because your colleagues and your clients, they will be using those phrases, those idioms all the time when they text you in Slack, you know, when they write, I don't know, posts on Facebook or LinkedIn. And, you know, if you see like a really short piece of text and you can't understand what this text is about, you're going to feel really bad about yourself and about your English skills. That is why number one priority for a modern professional who works in the tech or digital or business industry, we need to develop our vocabulary. Specifically, we need to learn as many fixed phrases, as many idioms as possible. If we do that, number one, we will always understand what other people tell us. Number two, we will speak like native speakers, meaning that we will sound more advanced and more sophisticated.